Hi, I'm Patrick Finley. He's Jason Leisure. And this is House Intrigue. Jason, the Bears are in sole possession of first place in the NFC North. And while Ben Johnson might think it's too early to start talking about this, I don't. Are the Bears a playoff team?
Well, it's almost never too early to talk about this for the Bears because there hasn't really been a window to talk about it past, I don't know, mid-October a lot of these years. For the Bears to be in not just doing okay and not just kind of in the hunt on the graphic when they show it on Sundays on TV, but to be leading the division in sole possession of first place in 7-3 in mid-November, it's absolutely time to be talking about the playoffs. Ben Johnson doesn't have to, but with seven wins, we're going to. It's there to take. It really is. Now, they have to show you something they haven't shown you yet. They have to be able to tangle with some teams that are a higher weight class than what they've been dealing with. For example, one of the teams on the outside of the playoff field looking in right now is the Lions. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the last time we saw the Bears and the Lions beat them by 30. So, there is a gap to close with a team like that. The last time they beat Green Bay in a serious game, I mean, was that 2018?
Yeah. I mean, in 2018, they clinched the NFC North with a win at home against Green Bay. And as I like to point out, Eddie Jackson intercepted a pass in the end zone to seal the division win. And hurt himself returning the ball and didn't play again the rest of the season, including the playoffs. Yeah. So even
point
then,
being, though, that's a team that you haven't beaten in a serious game in 7 years.
Yeah,
and there's been some game like last year's game. Didn't really matter for Green Bay. They played their backup quarterback in a lot of it, and it was nice for the Bears to get that win and break their losing streak, both against the Packers and in that season. But you have ground to cover against those teams. It's a lot different than playing the Bengals without Joe Burrow and, playing Dallas and the Raiders and the Giants. The Bears, the opportunity is there, but to take it, the Bears will have to step up from what they've been doing.
As you and I sit here right now, the Bears are third in the NFC with a 7-3 record, one game behind the Eagles, who they get to play next week, and the Rams. Behind them are the Buccaneers, the Seahawks, the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. And then there's a pretty big gap. Well, maybe not a big gap, but I'm not going to include the Carolina Panthers as legitimate playoff contenders. Jason, of all those teams I just rattled off, how many of them are great? Because by my math, I've got maybe two. And that would be the Eagles.
You're talking about the entire NFC?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I think the Eagles is the defending Super Bowl champion. Is obviously, to be the man, you got to beat the man. I think that they are elite, and they will only get better because of what they added at the trade deadline. Beyond that, I mean, maybe the Rams, it's hard to argue with what they've done so far, but, Rams, Bears, Bucks, Seahawks, Packers, 49ers, Lions, a half season of evidence tells us that they're all pretty interchangeable. And if essentially six of those eight teams get to make the playoffs, in addition to the Eagles, I don't understand why the Bears can't be a playoff team. I think that right now the money would be on them to make the playoffs, whether it's, the third seed or the seventh seed, I think is probably a different debate.
I think you're right. I hear what you're saying for sure. I think there are teams that don't look great on paper, but they're really good.
49
in general. So like Baltimore, mm-hmm. I think is 5-5 right now. That team is for real and is going to be for real at the end. You saw last year where the Chiefs go 10-7 or something last year in the regular season. I mean, those teams are going to be there when it matters because those teams have the players, they have the coaches, they have the history. When I'm looking at teams that could win the Super Bowl out of the NFC, for sure, Philly. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams, they're 8-2, and they've got a great quarterback. Matt Stafford's playing awesome, and they've got, you could make a case, the best coach in the game in Sean McVay. That's a team that's going to have a chance. And I would say the Packers still very much have a chance to be there. Jordan Love's having a great season. Matt LaFleur, no matter what you hear out of Green Bay, is a great coach. And I think that defense, I think they've got the pieces that they need if they can put it all together. And I'm going to say the Lions too, even though they're on the outside looking in at 6-4 right now, are going to be there at the end. I think if you just want to talk about, can the Bears make the playoffs? There are 7 spots in the NFC. And at this point, there's only 8 teams that have a chance.
Right.
And you cut it off at Carolina, and you're right. Carolina's 6-5. That's shocking. I don't think it's going any farther than that, but just that they would be not a disaster is pretty surprising. But I think there's 8 teams for 7 spots. So can you find one of the other 7 that you're better than? And right now the Bears can't say that. The Bears couldn't pick one of those 7 and say, we're definitely better than Detroit or San Francisco or the Packers.
But they will have their opportunity. They'll have an opportunity to show it, Jason. I mean,
yes,
they have two
and games. That's the part I love.
Yeah, they have 2 games against the Packers. They play the Eagles on Black Friday. They play the 49ers after Christmas. They play the Lions again. I mean, and here's the thing. Their path to the playoffs isn't sweep those teams. It's what? You win one, maybe? Is that enough? 2 of those 4? 2 of those 5? Right now, their playoff odds are at 59%, which is the lowest of those 7 or those 8 teams we've talked about. But Jason, that's still, like I said, it's still a minus bet if you had to bet it right now. You know, they're more likely to make it than not.
Yeah, it's not really even about whether they beat all those teams, although you might really need to, because you could end up, you and the 49ers, both sitting there at 10 or 11 wins at the end. And so whoever won the late December game is getting the spot. It's, can you beat out one of those teams? So can you beat out one of the other 7 that are in the mix for 7 spots? There's 7 chairs, 8 butts. You know, can you beat out Detroit? Can you be better than Green Bay? Can you be better than Seattle or the 49ers? Like, you need to find one of those teams that you can be better than at the end of the year. And that will have to include one win at least against those teams that you said.
Do you know what really helps?
You have to knock down a good team somewhere. But, you know, you're at 7 now. You could get to 10 by beating the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers and the Browns at home and finding one other win, just one out of Packers, Eagles, 49ers, Lions, just one. And that gets you to 10, Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that really does help the Bears here is I think the fact that the Vikings at 4-6, they're 4-6, and I don't know after what we saw the other day, Jason, that they're going to get any better than they are. J.J. McCarthy was really not good, and I would venture to say it's the worst quarterback performance the Bears are going to see all year, probably, across from them. And this is a team that played Geno Smith and Snoop Huntley and all these other guys. But just the way the math works and the way the rest of the divisional schedule lines up is – you know, the Bears need another NFC North team to fall off, or needed at least one to fall off. And I think what you have to hope for now is that across the country in the NFC West, you know, the Rams and the Seahawks and the 49ers, you know, kind of beat each other up enough that at least one of those teams falls off. And then maybe you're in, like you said, with that, you know, 10-7 record. I think that's a very possible thing.
The Vikings are definitely out. I mean, they're 3 games behind the Bears now. And regardless of even of what you thought of their game Sunday against the Bears, I mean, they've got to play the Packers twice still. They've got to play the Lions. They've got Seattle. I mean, there's no way to dig out of 4-6.
Right. Right. And
that's a big step for the Bears, though, Pat. We talked about this leading up to that Vikings game, that if you want to take the North, well, you got to get out of last place. I mean, before you can even really start talking about the Lions and the Packers, the Vikings have been running circles around you for a long time. You got to at least establish yourself as better than that. And the Bears escaped against the Vikings by 2 points on a last second field goal, thanks to a really great kick return. But in the standings, they have basically buried the Vikings.
I think Caleb Williams gives me reason to think the Bears are going to make the playoff. And, you know, he and J.J. McCarthy finished with almost identical numbers on Sunday, and I'm not going to sit there and tell you that it was a good performance by him. But the upside of Caleb Williams, if this is the floor, if the floor is they beat the holy heck out of bad teams, you know, I think, first of all, in the NFL, in the modern NFL, just beating the bad teams sometimes does get you in the playoffs. That's just the way it is. But, you know, they still have room to grow. And I don't think they need to grow very much in order to position themselves as one of the best seven teams in the NFC, you know, considering the fact that, number one, they're there right now. Do you see a path for them to not only make it, but to make it pretty firmly? I mean, I don't want to say the three seed like they'd be right now, but somewhere between three and five. And if so, is it the quarterback? Everything else, is it the quarterback's got to do it himself there?
Well, the quarterback creates this giant upside. I mean, like you said, his numbers were fairly close to McCarthy's Sunday. The difference was that Caleb Williams added some on the ground, and Caleb Williams, more importantly, avoided these disastrous mistakes that J.J. McCarthy took himself down with. I think if they did make the playoffs, it would have to be right down to the end, because I don't see them winning the division. I just don't think that they're going to be able to pull that out against the Lions and the Packers, even with where they stand as of Monday with sole possession. I just don't think that's going to be possible. They aren't at those teams' level yet. Getting to the playoffs at all, and especially showing some progress of Ben Johnson's program, if you want to call it that, taking root at Halas Hall, which it clearly has, that's indisputable to me at this point. I think you could say 10 games into Ben Johnson's tenure, for the first time since Lovie Smith, you feel confident they are in good hands, head coach-wise. And you have this giant space, this giant possibility for growth with Caleb Williams if it starts to click. And that's great. If you get those things going, if you get Ben Johnson's fingerprints on this, if you get Caleb Williams on the upswing, clearly headed toward a good 2026, I think next year you should be in position to fight for to vie for the division title. But I don't think that time is now. So I think it is going to be down to the end. And I'll object to one thing that you said in there about beating up on bad teams. They've beaten bad teams, but they mostly have not beaten up on bad teams. They have had some near misses against very bad teams.
Well, I mean, they won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't mean point differential. If this was a point differential competition, if this was a point differential competition, the Bears would be in trouble. But it's not. And it's funny that, you know, one man's, they got lucky is another man's learning how to win. And, you know, I think the next step for the Bears here is to, you know, figure out ways to win against better teams. And to your point, I think the ultimate leap that they'll take is probably next year or the year after that, when, you know, not only have they learned how to win, but they're doing it their way and they're doing it decisively and they're not relying on Devin Duvernay or Josh Blackwell to block a field goal or whatever it is to hang on. Jason, it'll be interesting in the last, third or to quarter. What are we calling it? What, we're through week 11?
Third, they're a little past half.
Yeah. Yeah. The NFL really needs to go back to an even number of games just so we can talk colloquially about it a little better. But it's going to be more, you know, all you and I kind of have talked about before is, you know, we want them to be playing relevant football for as long as possible. And I think we're going to get that one way or the other. And whether that ends in the postseason or before it, we will have to see. But he's Jason Leach. I'm Pat Finley. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again later this week. Until then, hang in there, and we'll see you soon.